Harios Perik Aleph Mishnah Hey 1-5. It's the last of the Perik and the last on the topic of the Par Ha'elam Davar Shel Tzibur. And the basic question this Mishnah wants to ask is, who was bringing this korban? Now, there are really three possibilities. The Torah refers to it as being brought by Kahal. The Kahal means the community. Pasuk says V'hikrivu HaKahal Par Bin Bakar L'Chatas. So who is this Kahal? So there are really three possibilities in the Tanaim here in our Mishnah. One possibility is we're talking here about the proxy, the representatives of the Kahal, that is the Sanhedrin, Hagadol, who made this erroneous ruling and then misled the people on accident. So they are the ones who bring it. That's the Shita of Reb Meir. There is over a second Shita of Reb Yehuda, who holds that the Kahal refers to each of the Shvatim, an individual Shevet, a tribe of Israel, can be called the Kahal individually, and therefore each shevet will be bringing a par ha'elam davar. So that means under normal circumstances, we're talking about not one actually, but 12 par ha'elam davars that are brought. And then there's a third opinion, which is that it's both the shevatim, each individual shevet that sinned, and in addition, the Sanhedrin who did the wrong psak is responsible for it as well. Okay, so you have three opinions. The first opinion is Reb Meir, who holds just the Sanhedrin brings it, just one par ha'elam davar. Then you have the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda, who's going to be this basically always 12 brought, one for the Shvatim. And then you'll have the Shita of Rebbe Shimon, which is that each of the Shvatim that did sin, let's say seven of them, they bring. And then also the Sanhedrin would bring also like an eighth one for their crime. Okay, halach will be like Rebbe Yehuda, probably surprising to you. So actually in normal circumstances, you're going to have 12 par ha'elam davars that are brought if this would ever happen. Now, when is it brought? Remember, this is done when the majority of the people did the mistaken activity. So you can have a majority in two kind of ways. Kind of like if you're familiar with the math here, you're familiar with perhaps the Electoral College in America. Something kind of similar is happening, where you have each shevet stands alone besides for the entire of Klal Yisrael. So that means you can have a majority in one of two ways. You can either have the majority of the Shvatim, majority of the tribes, or you can have a majority of the population. And it doesn't have to be that one is a majority of the other. So for example, let's say you have 12 Shvatim, and, by the way, Ephraim and Manasseh counts as a single tribe here. So 12 Shvatim, let's say each Shevet has 1,000 people. So you have 12,000 Jews altogether. So you could have two possible ways to get to the majority. One would be if you have 6,001 Jews. That's a little more than half of the 12,000 amount. So if 6,001 Jews sprinkled amongst the Shvatim did this Avera, then the requirement for Par Ha'elam Davar kicks in. The other possibility is that you have a majority of the 12 tribes. Seven is well more than half of 12. And therefore, if you have seven Shvatim that did the Avera, and again, when we say 12, seven Shvatim, what we mean is the majority of seven Shvatim, because Ruba Kukul always. So then you'll have to also bring the Par Ha'elam Davar. So that would mean, just for example, if each Shevet has 1,000 people, and let's say seven of them, you have 501 people that did the Avera, so then that's the majority of that Shevet. If you have seven of those Shvatim, now you're obligated to bring Par Ha'elam Davar. And here, you only had seven times 501, which is 3,507. 3,500 people out of 12,000, so, you know, definitely not a majority of the people, but a majority of the Shvatim. Okay, so there's two ways that it could be chayav to bring Par Ha'elam Davar, and depending on the shitas, that can make a difference, which one we're talking about. And third of all, just as introductory material, don't forget that the Par Ha'elam Davar is a bull that's brought for an erroneous psak where the people followed, and it was had to do with the Chiyav Karas, if it were done on purpose. But there's a separate rule, which is if the particular Aver in question is not about, is specifically about Avodah Zarah, and the Bezin wrongly said that it was permitted, but it wasn't. So then there's a second parsha. It was the parsha of Par Ha'elam Davar Shel Tzibur is in Vayikra Dalet. But there's a second parsha in Bamidbar Tesvav, which says, in the context of Avodah Zarah, V'asu Kol Ha'eda, if the community does it, Vaso Kola Eda Par Ben Bakar Echad La'ola, if the community did it and did the Severa, then they'll bring a young bull, but that's an Ola. And in addition, Usir Izim Echad L'Chata, they'll bring a goat as a Chata. So again, the idea is if the particular Vera has to do with Avodah Zarah, then instead of a generic Par Ha'elam Davar, the bull that's brought, as a chatas, and instead you'll bring a bull plus a goat, and the bull is actually ola, and the goat is a chatas for avodah zarah. So, with all that in mind, the mission now is going to, there's three parts of the mission. Here's the first part. It says, Horu Bezdin. The Bezdin, Hagadol Yerushalayim, makes a ruling that something's permitted when actually it's forbidden. They change their mind, but in the interim, the majority of the people followed their erroneous psak, and now they're all individually would be chayav for a chatas kavua, a private chatas, but now we have a majority of people who did it. So then, v'asu kol ha-kahal, if either the majority of the population, like the people did it, you know, all 12,000 people did it, if that's, you know, like my numbers before, or Ruban, Alpien, or even if the majority, just 6,001 people, followed their ruling. So then, mevin par, so then the Sanhedrin will bring a bull as a par he'elam davar shel tzibor to atone for everyone's sin, and then no private people bring any chatas kavuas, no private chatas are brought for that sin at all. Then sort of parenthetically, uba vodazara, if it happened to be a vodazara sin, so then mevin paru se'ir, close parentheses, then you'd bring a bull and a goat, like I said before. This is divrei Reb Meir. This is Reb Meir shita. One bull for par he'elam davar shel tzibor, and it's brought by the Sanhedrin. Then you have Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says that the Kahal is referring to the Shvatim, individual Shvatim, and therefore, Shnei Masar Shvatim Mevin Shnei Masar Parim. Each of the 12 tribes will bring their own Par He'elam Davar Shel Tzibor for a total of 12 bulls. Parentheses, Ubavarazara Mevin Shnei Masar Parim with Shnei Masar Seirim. You bring 12 bulls and 12 goats if it were Vodazara. But the point is, each Sheva brings their own. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the third opinion, Shlosha Asar Parim. He says there are 13 bulls brought. Parenthetically, Uva Avodazara, Shlosha Asar Parim, with Shlosha Asar Seirim. So, okay, because it's Avodazara, so you bring the goats as in addition, and those are the chatoses. So, Paru Seir Lechol Shevet Veshevet, you're bringing if it's Avodazara, a par and a Seir for each of the 12 tribes, so 12 of those. And par seir, and also an additional offering, lebezdin, for the sake of the atonement of the bezdin. So those are the three opinions, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So you'll bring 12 par helam davar shel tzibor. Now that first case of the Mishnah first was when the majority of the people, by numbers, total population, did the avera. But now we have a second possibility, which is horu bezdin, the bezdin in Yerushalayim, the Sanhedrin of Gadol, made the ruling, va'asu shiva shvatim, aruba anopian. And 12 of the, sorry, and 7 of the 12 tribes did the Avera, or even the majority of each of those 7 tribes. So then, Mevin Par, according to the first opinion, Rabbi Meir, they'll bring one bull by the Sanhedrin on behalf of everybody, because you have a majority of the people in terms of the majority of the Shvatim, tribes. Uva, parenthetically, Uba Avoda Zara, Mevin Par Usseir, close parentheses. Divrei Reb Meir, this is Reb Meir Shita. Okay, so it's one cat bull or a bull and a goat. That's for the Sanhedrin, whether it's the majority of the people or the majority of the Shvatim. Reb Meir Shita. Reb Yehuda Omer, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu Mevi'in Shiva Parim. The 7 tribes that did the Avera, they bring, each one brings their own bull, so that's 7 bulls. Ushar Shvatim Shalochatu, and even the other 5 tribes that didn't do the sin, Mevi'in Al Yadein Par, they also bring a bull. And when I say a bull here, it means a bull each. So it means there will be 5 more bulls. Although, according to, there's other Gersos, Rashi even has, it's par, each one brings a separate bull. Okay, so there's 5 more bulls brought. Sh'af elu shlochatu mevin al yedei achotim. Because Rabbi Yehuda learns that even the tribes that didn't sin should bring on behalf of those that did sin to attain atonement on a national level for the whole of Klal Yisrael. There is a question you might ask, which is, if it's bottom line, you bring 12 bulls, one from each shevet, so why didn't you just say that? Why does it say you bring 7 bulls for them, and then the 5 other bring an addition? It's a little strange. So, a suggestion is that the 5 that are bringing it al yadehem, they're like drawn in to get atonement for the 7 that did sin, which would mean that since, you know, each shevet has to bring its own bull because of its own averas, and if the other Shvatim don't participate, so what can they do? It's not their problem. They have to take care of themselves, and everyone has to do their own thing. So the suggestion is that if the seven Shvatim would be refusing to bring a par for whatever reason, then the other five don't have to bring, because the five are bringing for their atonement. If they don't get atoned, so why should they have to bring? Why should the five bring for them to pay half of the seven? Okay, that's the second approach, Rabbi Yehuda. And the third is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shmona Parim, you bring eight bulls. Why? Because seven Shvatim did the sin. They each need to bring a bull, as a Helam Dover Shal Tzibor. He doesn't hold of the other tribes having to bring for the one that, if they didn't sin, so it's just seven for those seven, no other five. But then he holds, remember, that in addition to each Shevet needing its own separate bull, so does the Sanhedrin as a whole. So it'll be eight, seven for each of the seven tribes that did sin, plus an eighth one for the Sanhedrin that led them astray. So inside it says here, Reb Shimon Omer, Shmona Parim, and parenthetically, Ubavarazara, Shmona Parim, Shmona Psirim. So it's a Parasir, Lechol Shevet, Veshevet. You bring the one carbon for each of the each tribe that sinned, call that seven, Uparasir Levezdin, and then an additional carbon on behalf of the Sanhedrin, which made them wrong psak. So a total of eight. Okay? So that is the second part of the Mishnah. Halacha for these two parts is like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning in the event that you have the other conditions met and you're bringing a par helam sheldavar, you're actually bringing always 12 parim helam sheldavar, one from each of the Shvatim. Now, the Mishnah goes on to wonder the following case. In the normal, the way the Torah sets up the judicial system, every city in Klal Yisrael is meant to have a Bezdin, but then each Shevet is meant to have like a Supreme Court for that Shevet. Okay? So since Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Kahal of the Pasuk refers to an individual Shevet, what happens if the Shevet's Supreme Court, if you will, it's Sanhedrin, not the Sanhedrin of Gadol, but it's like a Sanhedrin Katana, like a lesser Sanhedrin of 23, if it makes this erroneous psak, and the people of that shevet follow that erroneous psak. So now, is there par helam sheldavar for on just a shevet level, or not? Rabbi Yehuda says yes. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the kahal is the individual shvatim, and then he holds that if the single shevet, that one tribe, follows the wrong psak of its supreme court, then that one tribe will bring one helam davar for it. And there's no need to bring the other ones, but for it would. And the chacham are going to disagree and say no. Par Helam Sheldavar only applies on a national level, and therefore it has to be the Sanhedrin of Gadol from Yerushalayim that did this psak, not a local Supreme Court of an individual Shevet. And Halacha Bek the Chachamim, by the way. So it's just, this is only if there's a national situation because of the Sanhedrin of Gadol, the national Supreme Court. Inside the Mishnah says, Horu Bezdin Shel Echad Min Hashvatim. If one of the Sanhedrins from an individual Shevet, it made the ruling. V'aso so a Shevet al Pien. And that tribe followed the ruling of its Supreme Court, but it was a mistake, and the Supreme Court changed its mind, said, oops, we made a mistake on that after all. Oso shevetu chayev. So then there's an obligation on that one tribe to bring a par helam shel davar. Ushar kol shvatim paturim to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, then that one tribe will bring, and everyone else not. Okay? And the Chacham Omrim, ein chayavin el al horayos bezdin hagadol bavad. They say only the rulings that come from the Supreme Court of the nation, meaning the Sanhedrin Gadol of 71, they're the ones that are potentially obligating the par helam shel davar. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, im kol adas Yisrael yishku. Adas means a community, but of Yisrael, the whole community. Below adas, also shevet. Not the community of just one particular tribe, it has to be the whole of adas Yisrael, the whole community that is obligating a par helam davar. Let me just clarify one point here, so something just to illustrate the point here. According to Rabbi Yehuda, hypothetically, if, let's say, there are 12 shvatim, we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, Baruch Hashem, and the biggest tribe by far is Yehuda, and all the ones are minor tribes. Let's just say there's 50 million Jews, and 10 million of them belong to Yehuda. Okay? Sheva Yehuda. And Sheva Yehuda follows a wrong psak, and they are Machal Shabbos, and then after that they should have done it, so they have to bring a chatas. So, how, according to Yehuda, how many par helam davars are brought? So the answer is it depends. If Sheva Yehuda followed the psak of the Sanhedrin of Gadol, so then it's a national problem, and therefore, since they constitute, you know, whatever, 10 out of 50 million, their majority, they'll bring a par helam davar, and the other 11 tribes will bring as well. If it was a psak from just their Shevet Yehuda's Supreme Court, so then, according to Yehuda, they bring one par helam davar, and no need for the other shvatim to bring. The halacha is, however, that it's not relevant if there was only a psak from a local Shevet Sanhedrin, and therefore in such a scenario there's no par helam davar. But if indeed it was Sanhedrin that made the psak, and the majority of the people are just this one tribe, 10 out of 50 million, then the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and there'd actually be 12 bulls brought, one from Shev Yehuda, and 11 more to gain atonement for them as well.